Being black can be bad for your health. It's a lesson Damon Tweedy writes in his new book, Black Man in a White Coat, a doctor's reflection on race and medicine that he learned time and again in his own life and in his many years as a doctor. Tweedy is a psychiatrist at Duke University, where he also attended medical school. And welcome to you.
Thank you.
So this, you start with this big subject. Is that what started it for you that you wanted to write about?
Yeah, so, you know, race is this really highly charged political subject that we have in our society, obviously. But for me, this was a very personal story. This is really kind of about my experience and my journey. So all too often in medical school, you learn about health problems in the black community. You hear this disease is more common than this. It's always more common in black people, but you didn't really hear why. So it was the next question of why. It was a huge issue for me. And it was also this big question about this is how my experience as a young black man was different than the experiences of other people in my class.
Well, that comes through because you're also saying that as a young doctor in training, you're saying constantly hearing about the medical frailties of black people picked at the scab of your insecurity. You did not set out thinking about medicine and race.
No, I was actually attracted to medicine. It was sort of like this, it was almost like a post-racial kind of mindset I had. Medicine to me held its appeal of being objective, you know, formulas, equations. And it was really, and that was appeal. So much of society is messy and life is messy as a black person. So it was this appeal that it could be objective. And then when I got to medical school, I kind of got a rude awakening that it wasn't.